Hello, everybody. Welcome to Crew Chat, your weekly podcast for everything disability. Today I have with me Jonathan Shah.
Hello.
EBD.
Hello, everyone.
And myself, David D. Today we'll be talking about overcoming barriers to accessing mainstream society.
Yeah, thank you, David. Welcome everyone to Crew Chat, your weekly podcast on everything disability. All right, let's get into it. So, David, a lot of people with disability face barriers to accessing mainstream society. People with disability are often left out, often services that are not accessible to them, and so they get left behind. Share an experience that you've had with accessing mainstream services that has been a barrier to you.
Mainstream services that has been a barrier. Okay, now, sometimes when I want to know when a bus is coming or transport, sometimes if I haven't got the app, I'll need to ask someone. I'll have to ask the bus driver sometimes.
Yeah.
Or things like that, because I can't see. Sometimes you've got elevators. I can't read Braille, but how am I going to know which button's which? Do I press on each button?
You won't know which level you, I guess, get off at.
And also, when you go to a restaurant, I can't read Braille. They don't always have it in Braille either, what the menu is.
So ideally, David, what would be the best option for you to make it accessible?
Ideally, ask someone or have a phone that can read things for you. Like a screen reader that can take a photo of it and it'll read it. You've got apps these days. What about you, Ibi?
Have I ever been discriminated against in my community? Look, all the time, and that's what makes that barrier.
Yeah.
I am a person with a physical disability. I do use a powered wheelchair. And it's just the attitudes of people. And also asking the inappropriate questions from time to time.
Do you get those personal questions?
Yes. But which personal questions are you on about?
How'd you become in a wheelchair? What's wrong with you?
Yes.
Can you move your legs? Can you walk? Are you really blind? How much do you see? I can ask a whole heap of questions.
Yes. As a person with visual impairment, yeah.
I get a lot of questions.
They're very uncomfortable questions, but the questions will get asked all the time.
I with you, Kayla. Why do you walk that way?
Yeah. Where's your carer exactly?
Why do you walk that way? Yes. So just for a bit of context, Jonathan, you are a person with cerebral palsy.
Yes.
And as a person with cerebral palsy, people will ask, why do you walk that way?
Yes.
Which ideally everyone has the right to walk the way they want to walk. I think these are comfortable questions can change the way we see the day. It's the difference between having a good day and just having, a very bad day. And it does change our mood. It changes our mood.
In that, a lot of kids ask questions too. I don't mind when kids ask the questions. Because a kid's got to learn.
But 300 kids. There's kids going to adults and have good attitudes strengthened.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. They're not the best attitude. I think they should start teaching things like that in school.
Yeah, the attitude stays with them, you know, when they go into adulthood.
Yeah.
And so when they have a curious mind, they still, you know, are curious. I guess it sticks with them.
Yeah.
So, David, on that, how did it actually make you feel when you were discriminated against?
Well, it doesn't put me too much down because a lot of people, if they think you're pretending to be blind just to walk around, I don't walk around being blind just so I can get ahead of everyone else. Why would I walk around with a cane?
Yeah, I get the benefits.
But sometimes people walk around with you because they know you. That's not discriminating, the ones that know you.
Yes.
But if they're genuine people, they want to learn. What's the best way to help you? Yes. Ask that. If you need help, yes. Ask. Or you could say, what's the best way I can help you? What's the best way to go about it? They, all right, then. Ask questions. Okay, why not? But then say, how much can you say and what can you say?
Look, I think you're spot on with that, David. Yeah, it's okay if you ask for help there from time to time. But sometimes when people patronize you and also assume that, you know, you need a carer or that you can't do anything on your own, it does affect the way you're valued in your community, the way that I guess you see yourself being in the community. A lot of people just really shy away because of the attitudes and perceptions, you know, people give. And that's what makes them uncomfortable from time to time.
And you can put people down and want to make them not go out because they don't want to come across people like that.
Yeah.
And it can also send them a low for us when they witness the bigotry of low expectation.
What lowers your expectation of others?
Yeah, bigotry, yeah. Exactly. It values us less than all the other people that are out there in the community. And sometimes we have to question ourselves, are we good enough? Or we have to continuously prove to everyone that we are good enough. But it shouldn't be the case.
I like surprising people on what I can do as a blind person.
Oh, yeah?
Sometimes they think you can't do something, but then you show them you can.
Yeah.
Nah, that's good. That's good, David. And like I said before, David, we have to, you know, go out there and continually prove to ourselves and to everyone that we can do stuff. I share your thoughts on how we can avoid discrimination in our community.
From a person of a disability or a person that's not disabled?
As a person of disability.
If you need help or anything, just ask. Tell them, I've got this disability, can you help me? And the best way to help me is this way. Can you do it? And if someone, see someone with a disability, just ask them, can I help you? Is that okay? What can I do to help you? What's the best way to help you? But sometimes there's a language barrier. That's the problem. So what about you, Indy? What's the best way for someone to help?
From what I heard, it's all about education. I think education is the most important thing. But also you are speaking or talking, you know, to others and being confident in doing so.
Yeah.
Not speaking to a person's support worker or care about rather than to the individual themselves. People often, when they're out with their carers, people will speak to the carer rather than the person themselves. And I hear a lot of those stories. It's not a rare thing, David. It's very common.
Yeah, that's very annoying. It's a very common thing. They'll ask the support worker, what would they want to be eating? Why don't you just ask a person with disability, what would you like to eat?
Usually when I'm out with my family and someone talks to my family on my behalf, I just turn to my family and I ask them, well, what I like to eat? Answer the question. Because they ain't talking to me, they're talking to you. So tell them what I want to eat. So ideally, it's good to joke around, but we shouldn't be poor in this position. This is why we need to educate people.
Where the line between casual discrimination and more serious forms of execution.
So casual discrimination as opposed to a more serious form of discrimination.
Yeah.
You're an example of a more serious form of education. and discrimination, sorry.
Like, we deny to a mainstream shooter as opposed to just the comment from a person.
So what, they're being denied to go to a nightclub?
If it's someone, you know, on the lower ground that denies your access, you can always, you know, reach out to the management and tell them that you've been denied, give you a reason as to why I was denied, and, you know, go from there. And if you're not happy with that, you would go to another nightclub. Word of mouth is key. And you can, you know, tell your community or maybe like post a review. Not a name and shame necessarily, but just talk about, you know, how you've been discriminated against and raise awareness, I think, is the way to go. Chances are it's only up to you, but to other people as well.
So what's your final thoughts, maybe?
Oh, okay. Now, my final thoughts or tips and advice I'd like to share. Discrimination is a pretty heavy topic, and it's something, you know, most of us deal with every single day. For those that are strong and can fight and stand up for themselves, they can easily manage it well. But for those that don't have a voice, that's what causes, you know, fear and uncertainty about, you know, them being involved in the community. It's what changes a good day to a bad day. It affects mental health. One thing I'll take away from all this is just to be kind to one another. Make everyone feel like they belong. Because we, at the end of the day, we all belong in this community. We are all, you know, human beings. And I say this over and over again. But it's important to recognize that. And so that's the message I want to take away from all this. I don't see you, David. What are your final thoughts?
My final thoughts are people with disability shouldn't be discriminated against according to their abilities and what other people think they can do or think they can't do. When you put someone down with discrimination like that, it actually affects their mental health. And you don't want people with disability to be affected mental health. It'll bring them down. If you want to ask someone about their disability, ask if they can ask. If someone gives you permission to ask, then ask. But if they don't force it on them. If you think someone needs help, ask them, can I help you? And how can I help you? What's the best way to help you? Because it's some people think they're doing good by taking people places because they think they want to go that place, but you're making them get lost. Communication is the key. Talk to them. Ask them the best way to help and how to help. And know you're taking them to the right place.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that, David. But anything from your end, Jonathan?
If you can use casual discrimination as a teachable moment.
So it's all about, yeah, using those casual discrimination as a teachable moment. Something to learn from. Thank you very much, Jonathan. And David, you've been watching Quip Chat, your weekly podcast on everything disability. Join us next week as we talk about more things disability.
Please like and share.
Goodbye for now.